Okay, this is a session with Ion and Bob, maybe Carol a little later, being recorded on December 6th, copyright 2016, all rights reserved for Dobstown.com. Greetings. Oh, and we're starting at 12:09 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Dobstown.
Yes. Okay, so first question is, Phil, our buddy in England, Ionod in England, about a year or so ago, you may recall, some nowhere team in rugby, soccer, whatever it is over there, suddenly started winning, and it went from the basement all the way to the top and won the trophy. And Phil started watching this, and he decided that Ion was behind this upstart team suddenly beating all the better teams, supposedly better. And so it was a big humiliation in British sports, this nowhere team winning. So it occurred to me, if Ion was behind that, could that have been a rehearsal for bringing Trump into power?
This example of it.
Yeah, like what Ion can do?
No, 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 not what we do, what is being done.
By Ion?
By your world, yeah.
Right, so and this is part of the creativity of Ion working with cultural institutions like sports.
Well, the only reason we're having to do it is you all won't. That's the only reason. It's kind of a kick in the head. You're the marvelous creators, and you won't even get off your damn ass long enough to create what it is you actually damn won't. Most ridiculous thing you ever seen. He'd give you the whole wide world, the sun, moon, and the living fucking stars, and you won't even roll out of bed long enough to enjoy it or even open the door long enough to receive it. So that's all right. We got a little something for you. Don't worry about it.
My sentiments, exactly. I agree with you. Nobody's following my orders.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're following my orders.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I ain't heard nothing yet. I ain't heard nothing yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to take that.
Tape what? That song?
No, you want to take that slow because it's developing. Because I don't want to see, we could get so hard we start slashing a lot of folks, and that would be too much. See, you got to get too much. You got to be soft with it. You got to try. Otherwise, then you're answering questions the wrong question.
Right. Last week, I have my notes here. There was a lot of burning going on, maybe in one of the cities in Israel. I don't know how widespread was it. Was that a terrorist attack?
Yeah.
Fire?
No. No.
What was it?
What just a fire.
All right. No big deal. No disaster.
Well, that's a huge deal, Bob. Israel's hard to burn, but it is. It did.
Okay. Now, it's not symbolic of burning in the belly or something that I created. It's not something I created, right?
No, you didn't. No, you're safe on that, Bob. There's going to be a lot more of that. Well, like, we didn't tell you all about the Rocky Smoky Mountains. Well, we told about the mountains burning, the middle mountains burning. We told you about that, but we didn't say anything about Gatlinburg burning down, for God's sake, and Dollywood and all that kind of stuff. That's pretty crazy. But, you know, what you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Barbara Boxer didn't mean anything by it.
Okay. The next thing is, Roxy noticed that the Protestant leader, Martin Luther, he was knocking the mystics and the alchemists and the guys that took the long trek to Spain back there in Martin Luther's time. Any significance about what Martin Luther was doing, why he was angry at the, quote, alchemists or mystics?
No, they weren't mystic. They were just trying to call it, and they were out of bounds. So he was just checking them on it. No difference than if you come on and says, well, I know so-and-so and so-and-so, and we would say, oh, really? That would be a challenge also.
Right. So you support his checking them.
We don't
you
care.
Support Martin.
We don't care. It happened. It was going to happen that way regardless. Deanna said something else would happen.
Right. Now, I think Voltaire, the French guy, he didn't like the mystic either.
Well, they were over. The only reason he didn't like them is because they were biting on him.
You mean they were arguing with him? Did you say?
No, no, they were stealing his thunder. See, he had to call them in check. to be able to say that he was superior. Otherwise, they were superior than he.
And were they as political as he was?
More so.
All right. More on the correct way to create a hierarchy rather than populist revolution, which I would align with Voltaire. They were the elitist.
Basically,
yeah.
Those lines now, see, be careful with these lines you're drawing because they're not based on anything. They don't even have a mean to overcome. So you don't even have anything to obsolesce in this conversation. But that's all right. All you're trying to soften it a little bit so you can see that the gray, the lines and spaces are blurred. And if you can go with
right.
it that way, then you go, oh, yeah, this is that time when it started fusing out of this and into this. It's where everything became in question, kind of like now.
Very good. And yeah, that would be due to the newspaper and the printing, the more abundant produced production of the printing press known as the newspaper. So that's the era of the newspaper stirring
and,
things
and
up.
It's the Gutenberg galaxy.
Very good. Okay, so then in the 14 rings on the angel diagram, does each ring loop through chromosome 14, which is at the center of the diagram?
We would say the only reason that works is that it's okay. Just to say okay. Just to say okay. But it's not like that, because any answer we give is going to be too clever by half and wrong and inappropriate. So we got to go slow and easy about it.
Right. So don't emphasize that image of each ring looping through chromosome 14.
Well, you can say that, but don't make it a point because it's going to make it, you know, do the wrong way.
Right, because I was listening to our talk about the diagram and the Mobius strip or the looping happened on every level, you said, but you didn't mean every ring, just in every
right.
level.
Right, see, very good. Excellent, excellent, yeah. Excellent, good.
Okay, so.
Good, good, good. You got that. Good for you.
All right, we know that 14 loops through chromosome 14 at the center. Any other rings? Number 7, does that loop through the Escher ring? Does that loop through the central chromosome 14?
Yes.
Any other rings? Looping through chromosome 14. Two.
So you got to get the wins. Right. You got to get the wins.
Right. 2, 7, and 14. Okay. JW was telling me that right today, the Eurozone is falling apart. I heard about the Italian guy.
Well, we already told you that.
Well, you talked about the Euro being defunct 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, it is, but the European Union has to fall first. Remember when we did all the triangulation and Nelson almost figured it out? That's when it actually happened, like right then.
Yeah, that's 2011. So then... JW was just all worked up saying, man, this is, what's going on? They're destroying everything. So, there's big problems for Merkel and all the prime ministers and presidents in Europe right now. Any comments you want to make about it?
It's too early.
Too early. So, but you're saying the euro collapses after the political structures collapse.
Well, yeah, the European Union has to fall. That's what started the Euro.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what else is going on? There was another story. Well, so you're saying it's too early. Does that mean it's too hot right now for you to comment on it?
Yes.
Because you want to let the humans make their decisions.
Well, they have to do a little bit, Bob. Otherwise, they lose flavor in it.
Right. Okay. So... those are the questions I have typed up now. The euro, is Trump getting another success in something? I see it. I don't know who, if it's fake news or what, but they say Trump did this, Trump did that, he solved that problem. What's going on with Taiwan, say? Is he purposely trying to aggravate the government of China?
Yep, he's not purposely, he is. China's numbers up. You chink-loving motherfuckers running around here think you're going to run something and run any deal you want to and charge any tariff you can on everything coming from the United States. We, sirs, are the dragon. You fixing to feel the fire of the dragon's breath. That's what you need to know. This is talking to the country of China, not to the mountain and not to Uncle.
Right, and mountain and Uncle support the United States people, so to speak.
Indirectly.
So they support the nation. Do they support Trump?
They don't have a choice.
Okay. Okay, now move it forward.
It's not lying. It's not lying. They're sincere. Everything's a lie. Even the news is fake, Bob. Everything is fake. Everything's a lie and everything is fake. So now you're just trying to say what the God says. What does God say? When God says, then that's what he is. Everything else is null and void. It stops the android me. The android me can't function outside of a precipice that embraces it. The medium is the message. Well, if there's no medium, there's no message.
But what is the God that you say does counter the... You're saying God counters the android meme?
Yep. Now what God says goes.
Yeah, but is God what we're saying, what one system itself, or do you mean religious institutions like the Pope?
No. Piss on the Pope. That little motherfucker scheduled himself for an abortion. So don't worry. He's changed everything. They're letting colored people in there, Bobby. Can you believe it? They're letting people that have abortions in there. They're letting sinners in the damn church. They are letting sinners in the church. The highest place I've ever letting sinners in. In the church. It's ridiculous.
I gotcha. What is the God you're referring to that counters the android meme? The true God?
The God. You God. If you
yeah.
as God.
The power of my words.
Kind of like Gozar.
Okay. So, is there any guru out there? Like you got Gary Null, Deepak Chopra, Andrew Weil. You got all these people, Mercola. They all have audiences and people read their websites and information. And, of course, Carol will say, well, you're ignoring our stuff. Is there any of these public gurus or authorities in alternative evolution, spiritual development, who will, luckily for them, I would say, drop their gig and adapt to ION or to our products? Is any of these famous people ever going to, get their comeuppance and realize, oh, this is better? IONdom is better. You see any of them doing that?
Well, it's not just yet. We've just barely got their attention, Bob. You'll see.
Right. But once
we don't want to spoil the soup.
Right. And once we get big attention, then they'll be forced to.
Well, you haven't even got through the vow of judgments yet. Do you remember those?
I'm not sure what you say they are. I mean, they're not the lamp.
So then there's a whole digression into what vile judgments are. That'd be for another time. So the gurus won't come around until the vile judgments happen and everybody is sick and fucked up and nothing works. Then they might give Bob a call. Okay, so I think that's the point there. Okay, so we move it forward to 2402. Okay.
Do you understand now they're running around making false news? False news. They're going to have the FNN, the False News Network. It'll be great, Bob.
Why are they
making
false
news? No, that's what happens.
News?
It's all gone.
No, let's deal
because
with that.
It's gone.
Why are they making
because it's
false
gone.
News?
Because it's gone. It's gone. Them,
so they're
the
just
media
trying to get ecology. Attention.
Your tiny note said it. You, the thing you said that was going to fall into the pit has fallen into the pit. And now the sitting president of the United States is going to be able to tell and undo everything with his damn tweeter. He's going to be able to tell you messages subliminally in your head of what he's doing and not doing and what he likes or don't like, what he's going to get
okay,
not going
that
get,
brings
what he's
up
going to do,
point.
We're going to do.
Yeah, listen to this.
It's fallen. Babylon has fallen. Babylon
right.
has fallen.
And you said the other day, Bob, is Trump in your chart? And I said, no. Now I realize Trump is in my chart. It's Trump old Stiltskin. He's
that's
Trump
correct.
On Stiltskin. So
that's
you,
correct.
You knew that. They waited for me to
we
discover
did.
It.
But yeah. we didn't want to hurt your feelings too, Bob. We didn't. You know how sensitive you are. We wanted to be real slow.
Yeah.
If you didn't ask, so we had to go
you
easy.
Don't you didn't want to
but
kick
no,
Carol,
it's going
to
be
you're
soft.
Afraid of Carol.
It's going to be soft. Not so much. It's good because it's
not so
it
much.
Becomes
I'm so
a way.
Afraid of Carol.
It comes.
What the fuck? You watch out, buddy.
It comes soft. It becomes soft. Meaning, the position becomes. It doesn't change anything.